Chapter 23. And Job proceeded to answer and say, Even today my state of concern is rebelliousness. My own hand is heavy on account of my sighing. Oh, that I really knew where I might find him! I would come clear to his fixed place. I would present before him a case of justice, and my mouth I would fill with counter-arguments. I would know the words with which he answers me, and I would consider what he says to me. Would he with an abundance of power contend with me? Oh, no! Surely he himself would pay heed to me. There the upright one himself will certainly set matters straight with him, and I would go safe forever from my judge. Look, to the east I go, and he is not there, and back again, and I cannot discern him. To the left, where he is working, but I cannot behold him. He turns aside to the right, but I do not see him. For he well knows the way I take. After he has tested me out, I shall come forth as gold itself. Of his steps my foot has laid hold. His way I have kept, and I do not deviate. From the commandment of his lips I do not move away. I have treasured up the sayings of his mouth more than what is prescribed for me. And he is in one mind, and who can resist him? And his own soul has a desire, and he will do it. For he will carry out completely what is prescribed for me, and things like these are many with him. That is why I feel disturbed because of him. I show myself attentive, and am in dread of him. Even God himself has made my heart timid, and the Almighty himself has disturbed me. For I have not been put to silence because of darkness, nor because gloom has covered my own face.